This is the Smithport podcast discussing news and events around the borough. Recently, Ross Porter and Jim Herzog presided over a ceremony at the Boys Magazine print shop at 304 Fulton Street. The building was officially commemorated with a historic plaque on March 8, 2008.
I thought it was significant that we were in this space because this building represents a major part of Smithport in a number of ways. And it represents a historic entrepreneurialism that's taken place. We're very honored to have Mr. and Mrs. Tenglin here from Port Allegheny. And they are the present owners, and along with their grandson, Greg B., who's not here with us today. The building started out, I'm going to introduce some more people, but I want to tell a little bit of the story. The building started out as the print shop for the Boys Magazine, a major piece of Smithport's history. And I'm going to ask you just to step back here for a moment, because I have some copies of the magazine that were printed in this very space. And the Boys Magazine predated the Boys Life magazine. And it was in these walls that probably has extra masonite, but probably exactly the same flooring, that these magazines were printed. The Boys Magazine started actually in 1910, and it was printed at Scott Redfield's back behind his house. And in 1912, they constructed this building using Claremont clay tile. So the tile up front is local, of the building. And they produced this magazine. And while it was being printed, it was printed from 1910 until 1921. And Smithport was one of the major post offices in Pennsylvania as a result of the Boys Magazine. And at its peak, they shipped out 200,000 copies of the Boys Magazine. Now, the Boys Magazine got beat out in a competition. Not an official competition, but an entrepreneurial competition by Boys Life magazine that we're familiar with today. But back in the early day, you can see their themes were scouts, etc. Football, and ironically, you notice it's orange and black.
Ross, actually, the printing was done over on the other side, and there were two pits that they had for the big presses.
Over on the other side.
On the far side, back in the
day. Mr. Herzog would know something about this because he was at this building both as a child and as an adult. Your dad got this building in 1931, and so Jim was here, has a long history with this building. And I'm going to introduce Mr. Herzog. Following the Boys Magazine, in 1931, was it an electric toy company at that point when it was first?
In 1910.
But when did it change, James? Was it already?
It lasted 1910 to 1914 when it burned down on Franklin Street, and then it just went to fuck.
And what was it called when you moved in here? Smithport Specialty?
No, when it moved in here, it was Marvel Toy.
Marvel Toy. Yes. Okay, Marvel Toy. And what year did you change to?
1932 it changed. 32. To Smithport Specialty.
So a year after they arrived here, the factory, the toy company became Smithport Specialty. And it had produced a number of toys here in this building from 1931 until around 1965. And in 1965, Smithport Specialty moved down to its present location. If we look over on the floor over in this area, you can still see, and if you get a chance, walk over, you can still see the burn marks from the magnets that fell to the ground as they were hot. And that was the magnet from the, I'm going to defer all of my history on this to Mr. Herzog. You know, when you don't have the guy that lived it here, you can say stuff and get away with it. It's really tough when you got the guy. And I would like to, we won't take the time today, but Jim, we can somewhat. Jim has some great stories about being in this building when he and his family ran the Smithport Specialty Toy Company. The best story I remember was the day that the fellow came with to pick up a load of toys, and he brought his tractor trailer in, and Jim asked him where the tractor trailer was for the pickup, and he said it was right here, and actually it rolled down the hill and smashed into the Hamlin Bank.
Well, no one was injured.
In 1955, it was here that Woolly Willy was first manufactured. And Woolly Willy and his Dapper Dan counterpart later came later, including the controversial... Oh, this one doesn't have the...
Hitler picture?
I have one.
Okay.
But Woolly Willy, this is a modern Woolly Willy. But Woolly Willy was first manufactured here. Jim had the idea of creating this toy and using the magnetic shavings and a magnet. Actually, the history of magnetic toys in Smithfield goes back to 1908. So we have a long tie-in in Smithfield to magnetic toys. But this building became even more famous with the development of Woolly Willy. There were a number of other toys that were manufactured, and Jim brought me this spinner. And what was this called, Jim? Flicker Top.
Flicker Top.
And this was another toy that was manufactured in this mm-hmm. building. And so both the Boys Magazine and this toy, actually this exact toy, was manufactured here. This is a new modern Woolly Willy, which has the same artwork and still is being produced. And help me out on the dates on this now, because this is more recent history. With the purchase of Smithport Specialty, I invited Rob Daggett to be here, and Rob is one of the owners of Smithport Specialty today. And the thing that we have, all of these businesses have in common, is this entrepreneurial spark and drive that I think this building represents and Smithport represents. Smithport became the town that it is because of creative entrepreneurial individuals. And Jim Herzog, Rob Daggett, are examples today. And for that matter, I want to go back for a moment. Mr. Tegland started in the auto parts business just after World War II. 1946. And he has continued in that to this day. And once again, an entrepreneurial giant for our region, because it's generated lots of jobs for our communities. And we are really honored to have you folks be the owners of these two buildings. There's quite a history on the building down below, but we won't go into that one today. So the occasion today is to present the plaque and to put this building on the historic registry. And the head of the historic registry, our chair, is Mary Perotti, and she is going to be doing that. We're going to go outside for a photo.
History committee, I'd like to present you with this plaque describing the history of this particular building, and a lot more than Woolly Willy was here, and may you have prosperity in your business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, in the name of the Borough of Smithport's Historic Registry Committee, I'd like to present you with a plaque telling a little bit of the history that you already know.
Oh, that's great.
And wishing you prosperity.
Have a nice day, Smithport.